Welcome to this morning's audio recording of Choral Eucharist from Belfast Cathedral for Sunday the 3rd of April, the fifth Sunday in Lent, known as Passion Sunday. The preacher is the Dean's Vicar and the celebrant is the Dean. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus said, "For their sake I consecrate myself, that they too may be consecrated by the truth. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people, and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
You shall not dishonour the name of the Lord your God.
You shall worship him with reverence and awe.
Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy.
Christ is risen from the dead. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. Honour your father and your mother.
Live as servants of God. Honour all people. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
You shall not commit murder.
Be reconciled to your brother and sister. Overcome evil with good.
You shall not commit adultery.
Know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
You shall not steal.
Be honest in all that you do and care for those in need.
You shall not be a false witness.
Let everyone speak the truth.
You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbour.
Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Love your neighbour as yourself, for love is the fulfilling of the law.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write all these your laws in our hearts. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life,
to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and he kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a good job that modern hairdressing techniques hadn't hit Bethany. Mary couldn't have used her hair to wipe Jesus' feet if she had a mad 1980s perm. The Gospel reading for Passion Sunday tells of a poignant episode in Jesus' last days. During a meal with close friends, Mary crosses a line of decency, good sense, and agreed behavior by her strange performance. Firstly, the jar of spikenard came from Nepal and was her life savings, amounting to around £30,000. Call it her life assurance policy, an investment for an unmarried woman to safeguard her future. It came in an alabaster jar, and to access it, she had to break the jar open. Then second, unraveling her hair and using it to wipe the ointment dry was a real violation of accepted decency, because it amounted to her betrothing herself to Jesus as a wife. Third, it was way over the top, equivalent to a can of Coke. If I rocked up here today with a can of Coke's worth of brute aftershave on me, you'd all keep well away. I guess the fragrance would have clung to Jesus for days. Maybe he even still smelled it hanging on the cross. That's a beautiful possibility. So here is Mary cashing all in on Jesus, her life savings, literally poured out over his feet. Judas speaks for the assembled company in reprimanding her for her extravagance. What a waste. Think how much this could have provided for the poor. Imagine what £30,000 would do if given to the emergency sit-out for Ukrainian refugees, for example. Wouldn't Black Santa have been able to put it to very good use? And by the way, should we really believe the hype about Judas? Maybe he has had an overly simplistic makeover, much like Putin has from the mainstream media these days. But that's a question for another day. Jesus' response to Judas is startling. To attempt a paraphrase, poverty exists as part of the normalcy of everyday life. I've come to break that mold. This is a gift of devotion because none of you lot got it, but Mary does. I am going to my death for love of you, and only Mary realizes this, even though I've told you time and time again. It's a moment of extreme pathos, tragedy, and poignancy. We all know what it's like to break something. Most of us also know what it's like to be broken. All of us have broken something over the course of our lives, maybe bottles or plates, maybe bones, laws, or promises. I suspect we can all recall a time of breaking something. But more than that, we ourselves have probably been broken at various times in our life. Perhaps by love gone wrong, a bad investment, a careless mistake, a misplaced trust. 4 years ago, I spent 10 seconds on my son's skateboard and broke my elbow. But 5 years ago, I had a holiday in Holywell Hospital. It's not weak to admit these things. It's just part of the normal human condition. So it seems like we are all broken people. The question is whether we are willing to offer our brokenness up to him who was broken for love of us. If you are, please share communion together. If you aren't, then just sit back and get yourself a bit more broken. It's up to you. Mary broke her investment plan. And in turn, she was broken by Jesus' death. We are breakers and broken in turn. And Jesus was broken for love of us. That is the heart of our faith. And so let us offer up our brokenness and break our stupid pride for love of him who loved us to the point of an excruciating death. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Let us pray in reverent faith for the Church and the world. Grant that the Church, anointed with the oil of gladness in the faith of her Lord, may ever honour His Majesty and proclaim His saving love. May we so meditate upon Christ's passion that we may live worthily of the redemption which he brought. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the people of this world with the spirit of generosity, not to count the cost of compassion, but to give freely in love to those in greatest need. We pray that those who perform the works of mercy shall be upheld and strengthened. Grant to world leaders the humility to seek the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give grace to us, our families, friends, and neighbours, to enter this Passion Tide with love for one another and repentance for our sins. Bless all who live or work in this community with the spirit of service and mutual care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on the poor and neglected, those entrapped by debt or torn apart by conflict, and those seeking refuge in other places. Lead back into the right way those who have fallen into dishonesty and betrayed the trust that was placed in them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So we give you thanks for the faithful departed who have lived with Christ and followed him in death. May they be anointed with the precious ointment of eternal life. May we so live in this world that our lives shall be a preparation for a holy death. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. In union with Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near through the shedding of Christ's blood, for he is our peace. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Saviour, who for the redemption of the world humbled himself to death on the cross, that being lifted up from the earth, he might draw people to himself. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of him, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he'd given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Let us draw near with faith to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God of all hope, in this Eucharist we have tasted the promise of your heavenly banquet and the richness of eternal life. May we who bear witness to the death of your Son also proclaim the glory of his resurrection, for he is the Lord for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And so may Christ draw you to himself, and grant that you may find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Thank you for joining with us for morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.